It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello, and welcome to the second funniest podcast. It's we've been on a hiatus, I think, of some kind.
No.
That was before this chunk. It feels like a hiatus. It feels like it's too long. My name is Justin Worsham. This is episode 429. With me, as always, is the one who never takes a break. The one who does not sabbaticalize themselves. The one who is always on. The one who most resembles a environmentally friendly fluorescent incandescent bulb. The one who has the word Laconian in his bookshelf.
That's true.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
The KevinMiller.com. Jump, press circle button, Kevin.
Hey, roll it back time there, brother man. I don't know if you people know this, but Justin Worsham is the second funniest man on the planet.
I am.
Which, around these circles, makes him the first funniest man on the planet.
That's right. So ever since that one dude died.
This, if I'm not mistaken, you pointed out my Laconian 63, volume whatever, I believe is my mother's high school yearbook.
She was Laconian. What is that? The mascot?
I think it's a city up in Washington. Oh. I think it's the name of her school, right? Laconian.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Let's see, 1963.
I know that we've never discussed this in our 15-year friendship, Kevin, but I did not go to high school with your mother. I did a bit about going to high school with you and hanging out at the mall, but that is the extent of my interactions with the Millers. I knew a Jeff Miller in high school myself, but you are the only Miller that I know.
If my mother was born in 1947.
Uh-huh.
Would she have graduated high school in 1963? No.
Let's see. Three, yeah.
Yeah?
No, she would have been a sophomore.
She'd have been a little early. And this book is made out to someone called Bunny. And I knew my mom pretty well. She was never called Bunny by anybody. So I don't know whose book.
She stole somebody's yearbook?
So, oh, no. I'm wrong. Oh, wow. So this isn't like her high school yearbook. So, yeah. Seychelles. They spelled
it
wrong.
No, it sounds like it's her high school yearbook, but she was a sophomore.
I had no idea they called her Bugs and Bunny. I've got to sit down and read this book.
Let's do it right now.
All right, this will be great.
I don't have the right music.
Look at this creepy Warshaw test in the middle of this book here.
Whoa, it looks like that guy from The Watchmen.
Dude, look at the demon face on the front of this thing.
I know, that is weird. I don't see a demon face. I see angels. What's wrong with you, Kevin? Let's talk about it. Let's see, what would be a good song? This probably wouldn't be a good song to read your book. No.
We're not really reading it.
Let's see. How about this one? Nah, that's not a good song to read your mom's yearbook to. How about this? Oh, rest in peace. This is sad. Beastie Boys guy died.
Did he really?
Yeah, one of the guys passed away. He had he had a weird cancer of like his tongue or something, or throat or...
Brutal.
Somebody in the chat room is telling us right now. I don't know.
No, they're just talking to each other. That's all they ever do in the chat room. We are just.
Who's that guy?
We're just
There's
hosting
a guy on
Ustream
just looking at us with a much more professional setup than we are. I don't like that guy with
I'll just cover him
hipster
up with his,
stubble. What the hell's going on with that?
There was a Beastie Boy video out a little while ago that was pretty great. They did some really cool action stuff, and then at the end, I think they met themselves in a DeLorean, and I really wanted somebody to explain it to me. So, if you're a Beastie Boy fan, please explain it to me. We have so much to cover over this week and next week.
All right, I'm messing up.
Great. I love it that you looked at my, I gotta go sit down and read that book. There's so much to do.
I don't know what this is. Here. What is this? No, that's not. You don't want to read your mom's yearbook. So
we're not reading my mother's yearbook.
How about this would be fun? You like these guys? Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out. All right, I'm sorry. This is a stupid bit. I don't know why I'm doing it. I really don't.
I thought you were going to give us a little
musical
bet. That's
the Pacifico talking.
You could put a little musical bet on. This is how professional our show is getting over time.
We do the production meetings during?
I do little notes throughout my day. Actually, I have my...
I do that too.
I have a production meeting.
If I played video games, I would do it for this show.
Well, I have a...
We could talk about my breakup with Skyrim.
That's definitely on the table. Forgive me for not asking earlier. But I have a production meeting at my job that has nothing to do with the show. And while other people are talking about things, my mind goes into the show because we have it later tonight, and I'll just take down little notes and scratch out other things we've done. And it all looks pretty, it's all pretty cool and digital. So,
this is us talking about what's going to happen on the next coming up.
Yeah, we got
shows.
Some fun things to talk about.
Make sure I have good music, Ben.
Yeah, we got
to
talk about my new love, my new game that I'm playing. I definitely want people in the chat room to chime in. We'll talk about that in a moment. Over the next few weeks, I want to talk about the history of games and our inability to preserve them. Little article I picked up from Game of Sutra.
Inability to preserve the history or the games themselves?
Both.
Ah.
And that, I think, will tie into dead genres, including Double Fine's new adventure game that got kickstarted.
Double Fine's. Is he the guy that was in The English Patient?
Yes. Yeah.
And played Voldemort? That would have been a better reference.
And I think we should talk, if we got some time, we can talk about fighting games. I also think over the next couple of weeks, I would really like to tackle the topic of worst voice acting ever.
Oh. Because
there are some gems out there, and I think we needed to go over that. So we'll see how far we get.
Weirdly enough, can we do Lance Spencer for Knights of Fire? Because this song is from that show. We did a fireworks show in what is known as the Redwood Amphitheater when Kevin and I worked at Great America.
It?
No, it's still there. Oh. And I don't know what they call it.
Universal Studios is taking their amphitheater down to put in Harry Potter.
They're going to get Harry Potter Universe.
Universe online. Speed of which,
there's
going to
be an area where you can play MMORPGs, Harry Potter.
I want to talk about Harry Potter. Pottersmore. Have you been on Pottermore.com?
No, I saw it on a flight. They were advertising it.
Literally the biggest buildup for the least amount of payoff in the history of buildup for least amount of payoff.
See, I felt like that's what I remember watching it on an airplane, and I remember thinking, this is not going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm angry that you... I don't know if you did that on purpose.
No, I did it and felt it coming. So I'm like, I'm listening. I have to end the sentence at the right time.
I feel kind of jerky just holding this microphone like this and swiveling around. Let's get me a headset.
Okay. I don't understand. That would make you more jerky.
Well, then I wouldn't have to hold it with my hands. So then I wouldn't be aware of it and I would just forget.
Oh.
Anywho,
I like the idea of getting headset mics, though. Why don't we do that?
Let's do it.
All right.
You always wanted these professional-looking mics, but the headset
I don't know. Well, I think headset mics can sound just as well. We could talk about this later.
We'll do it in the other production.
Let's talk about your love of a game.
So,
you've fallen in love?
I have fallen in love.
Okay.
And I found my one true game. Here's the thing. Since getting married, my wife is supportive of my gaming as a hobby. But as I think everybody who gets married realizes, is unless you marry a Korean woman, you have to dial down the amount of gaming that you play.
And okay, wait, hold on. Is it because your Korean wife is always working at the nail salon that you don't?
It's because Korean girls play video games and white girls don't.
Got it.
Am I right? Come on, chat room. This is for my
love. Like
I love it. We just don't have. I don't have as much time to play as many video games.
It's also
not financially responsible to be like every time a game comes out, I buy it to play it for 5 minutes and stick it on the shelf. So I've been very specific with games that come out, like. The games that I know I want to play that I find myself thinking about for several days before I get them. This game came along and, oh man, the story behind it. So I auditioned. It's actually the third or second round of auditions that I have participated in for a project called Skylanders. You may have heard of it. And I'd love to know how many of our listeners are playing Skylanders. If you're not familiar, because you're not a super gaming geek or the age of 12, it is just about the most brilliant freaking concept on the planet. You may have seen it in Target or Best Buy. You buy a game, it comes with a peripheral that in the PC, PS3's case, is wireless, and you get these little toys, you get three of them, and they're about 2 inches tall, and you put them on top of the portal of power, the little peripheral, and that character shows up in the game.
Yeah.
And this is the ultimate boys toy, because the characters all have awesome weapons and their little beastie things, and they have no rhyme or reason between. It's not like they're all unicorns or something. There's like a skeleton guy.
Doesn't even seem to be a theme.
It's just cool. Yeah, there's just cool stuff. They all
now, are these characters from Spyro? Would you know?
I know Spyro, obviously, is one. Where is my Spyro figure? Here he is.
Because this is a Spyro game, am I wrong?
And you can get Dark Spyro for the DS. It's the only place you can get him if you buy the game for the DS. And he's the same character, just with a different coloring. But the rest of them, I'd love, as somebody told me, I don't believe they are. They may be nods to other characters. Some, like, they're elves, and I know you fight elves. There's a skeleton Skylander, and you fight skeletons. But it's just super smart. So I auditioned for this game, go to the store and look at it. And I talked to Kat, and I say, you know what? I think I want to go ahead and get this game. I found it on eBay for $40. What do you think? Should I get it? She said, oh, that's great. That's like half the price of what it is in the retail. Go ahead and get it.
Yeah, why not?
So I purchased it on eBay, and not 24 hours later, I hadn't even won the auction yet, and I was out of my mind crazy for this game. All I could do was think about getting this game, and I had a week off from work, so I was like,
Well-timed.
I cannot wait to win this auction and have it delivered to my house. So I said, can I please just go to the store and buy this game? So I won my auction.
That's right. I forgot about this part.
I won the auction and went out to the store and bought it. Then I played the game for a little while, and yes.
Nothing. It's completely unrelated. I'm mad at myself.
You take a note. Take a note.
No, thank you. I'll say it real quick, is that I forgot to bring that stupid Xbox for us to sign to send to Vince or Vance, and it's like the third week in a row.
You live around the corner. Why don't I just come over?
Okay. I know. Sorry, I side drilled. I'm dumb.
No, it's okay. Take a note. So once you play the game, you learn, if you're smart and you could have noticed from even the name of the game, it has the little icons. There are 8 different types of Skylanders. The first box set that you get only has 3, with magic and technology.
There seems
and
to be
water.
More than 8 on that table there.
Yeah, well, that's true. And so, so I went back out to the store and bought another set of 3, brought those home. And then realized I needed 8. And then I went back and got another set of 3. So I had 9. I had a duplicate set. And then I kept playing it and kept going back to the stores and be like, I think I want this set and this set. So now I have 15 Skylanders. You only need 8. Oh, and I have the other set that came. So I actually own 18 Skylanders with a duplicate set of the original 3.
Outstanding.
But here's the sunshine at the end of the rainbow. The set that I bought, they took out of the box and just mailed me the figures, but they never played it.
Okay.
So the figures are untouched. They've not been synced with anything. All the web codes and everything are untouched. The poster's been unopened. But they have no box. I bought the game and have a box. So I'm going to stick them in the box and throw them back on eBay, and I think it'll get me a higher rate than what she did, because she took them out of the box and probably threw the box away. The person I bought for it on eBay. So this game is amazing. And I'm angry at how much I enjoy playing it. You and I played it for...
The versus mode on this, and granted, we only spent maybe 10 minutes on it, but I just felt like there's a lot of fun to be had in that. I think the only drawback that maybe could happen is that there's only 2 people.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing that could be like, oh, I wish all 4 of us could play, kind of thing.
Yeah, and I wonder if that'll be the expansion, because there's room on the Portal of Power for 4 Skylanders. You could put them on here, but there's only room for 2 at a time.
Yeah.
And the thing that's so brilliant about it, again, if you don't know, if you do know, I'm sorry for the repetition, but the units have their own individual memory inside them, and it keeps it updated in real time. So as you play the game, all the money you get, all the experience transfers over to the Skylander, and then you take it over a friend's house, put it on theirs, and all that power and ability shows up, anything you've unlocked or whatever moves along with you. So you essentially get these customizable toys that in the digital world, like as an adult, I can't play with toys. I can't sit here and be like, Spyro fights Bash. Let's go. But I can set them down and play a video game, and that's completely acceptable. So I took them over to... It is. So we went to on vacation. On the final days, we drove up to the Bay Area to see our good friends Christian and Evelyn. And I've been talking this game up to him all week long. I'm like, we're going to play this game. I bet you're going to be into it. He helped me buy... We were going to Fry's to buy a new graphics card for my computer and some other things. And so I said, you know, I bet by the time we go to Fry's, you will be hooked on this game. We get... halfway to the Bay Area. Halfway. I had had, and Kat will tell you, I bring up Skylanders every 20 minutes now. Something, she's very kind. She listens to all of my ramblings about it. And it was halfway there when I realized I had left the little USB wireless transceiver in my PlayStation, making it useless. And there, and then in that moment, I also remembered I left the game home, too. All I had brought were all the toys. I packed them up, threw them in my suitcase.
And the now not glowing stand to put them on.
Exactly. Just some toys. Hey, look
you
at
could,
these.
You could set them on top of the stand and then shake the stand and play some kind of like Roar. 1960s tabletop Roar. Football game.
Exactly.
It just vibrates this its is, way to a touchdown.
This is super cool. So I get we get there, and I don't bring it up because I felt defeated. Kat will tell you, I was super mad at myself because you have nothing better to do on a six-hour drive except for hate yourself for forgetting to pack all the toys that you wanted to pack. We get there the next morning. We go to Fry's before ever playing any video games, and before we even get to the section is a whole center section of Skylanders. Fry's is an electronic store here on the West Coast and Arizona, so the rest of the country or the world may not know what Fry's is, but it's pretty good, like everything electronics store. They've got
the
movies.
Best pudding.
They do have good pudding. That's true. Well, they usually have a cafe.
Wait, is it true?
No. Okay, but they have a restaurant.
You got me at my own bit. I was trying to do an IKEA bit, and you got me like, they do have good pudding.
They
I'm
do.
Like, oh, well, I'm suck at this.
Well, they may because they have a restaurant in there. Usually That's they have funny. A little cafeteria. And then they have appliances like you know, washers, dryers, refrigerators.
Yeah, and it's a weird mix.
Car like, stereos.
Yeah, they have like it's like a Best Buy, but also if you are a real hardcore techie that yeah. likes to create your own Ethernet cables. You they have the that. Tools and the cable for you to do an entire Ethernet system in your entire house.
And they have a whole RAM and graphics card. Like, it's the place to go. Now
and sometimes
they have
UFOs
stuff.
Crash into them.
The one here in Burbank's pretty yeah. sweet. I should post some of those pictures. So we just walk right up to him, and these are why these people are my friends. Is I walk, they're like, "Oh yeah, well, you're gonna show us this game." And I was like, "Yeah, I forgot it. I'm pretty dumb." And I pick one of them out. I think I'm gonna buy these, but I'm not gonna be able to play them till I get home. But they're cheap here at Fry's, and I'm looking forward to playing these guys. And then so I begin to explain the game to Christian, and he's like, "Oh, very interesting. That sounds good. And, you know, it's written by the same guys that made that wrote Toy Story, and it's got Patrick Warburton in it." And he's on board. Evelyn, not ever interested in playing the game, picks up one of the figurines and goes, "I'm buying this if you're buying any of this stuff."
Like, she could see it in her husband that he's going to buy the rest of the setup.
Other way around. She wanted it. She's like, "I want this guy, this one little elf girl. Whether or not, if you buy the game, then I get this because I want to play with this character and I want a collector." And so then I show him the game and I'm telling him about the big package set for his PS3. And then at the very end, I go, "Oh, and you know, later if you get into it, you can get the DS version for the 3DS. It's a different portal of power. It only works for it. It turns out it is a totally different game. But the package comes with three other Skylanders in it at all. One
and the
of which,
Skylanders themselves are cross-platform.
And they are, yeah. They're universal. It works on your PC, your Xbox, your Wii, PS3, and the DS. And so inside the DS's is that same little elf that Evelyn wanted. And so he walked in, not ever playing the game, only on my recommendation, buying both the PS3 version and the DS version.
Wow.
He walked into the store without planning on buying anything, walked out with $100. So that whole thing about, you know, needing to curb your video game purchases once you get married does not apply to the Pizzerani home because they just...
Well, I feel like if you marry a nerdy chick... Then
who is kind of Korean.
Is that really why you said Korean to begin
no.
with?
Oh, but it's my
That's
point.
That's hilarious. That is so funny because I would have totally missed that at you. Like, I thought that was your whole point to begin
seated,
with.
Seated in there.
That's funny.
Yeah, so we went out and we, you know, and the thing that's so fascinating is that, as I've learned, the game was developed by Toys for Bob, and then they actually, outsourced the portaling it to the other platforms. They built it specifically for the Wii, and then had other companies develop the game to portal it over, and then a totally other company took the technology and developed a completely different game for the Nintendo DS. So when we played it on the PS3, the characters don't jump. There's no leaping over platforms, none of the standard gameplay, and it's sort of this, like, it's almost like checkers. It kind of feels like at times, like you need to move in two dimensions to solve this puzzle. It's very, in places, very challenging and entertaining. on the DS, it's just like any other platforming game. You put your little character down, it tells you who's your guy, and then you go off and play an adventure. So it's fascinating, this character that cannot jump on a console, the same little toy you stick it on the DS, and it can do it.
And it can fly and jump all
around. Fly and move, or the wings work and everything. The other thing that's interesting is that it uses the IR port, so it only will tell you, it only syncs with it the moment you tell it what's on there. So I've got to figure out if I can look on the characters and see if they know that they've been on the Nintendo DS. But transferring ownership between item to item is totally easy. I sync them to
That's
Christians.
What I was wondering. Like, say you sell these the guys. Like, yeah. Do all their attributes? Can you clear their attributes?
You can just reset it.
Oh,
or
that's cool.
I could sell them completely.
And is it a button or it's something that you have to do through the portal?
It's on the screen. Yeah, it's within the game. But then at his, because I turned them on in his house, so his PlayStation imprinted on my characters. I brought them home, put them on my, synced it with my PlayStation, then clicked ownership, and it just said, oh, do you own this one? Great, it's yours now. No fighting, no nothing.
Wow.
Nothing, just, it's the most brilliant thing, and it's so expensive.
And it's just, you know, you brought this over to my house. Here's what we do. We record every other Tuesday, and then on the Tuesdays where we're not doing the show, we just hang out and have fun. So Kevin brought him over to the house, and we played the game at the end of the night, and it was a lot of fun, and I was like, wow, this is cool. Well, I went to Des Moines and did some stand-up, and I walked by like a Toys R Us or whatever. We were there hanging out.
Yeah.
Because that's what Heath Heitch, who's been on the show, he likes to go to Toys R Us and just look at the toys. He used to be a collector and stuff, so he likes to see what's there.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't, he's not into this if he's a collector, because this is the,
no, he
I haven't even
collecting.
Gotten to my best story yet. How much time do we got?
We got like 10 minutes.
Okay, good. You should tell a story too, because it's just been all me.
No,
it's just boring when I talk.
No, it's not.
you tell better stories.
No, I don't.
The chat room, they agree. All right, go ahead. They're actually talking about dating. Are you chat room people even listening to this show? Why do we even have a chat room? You're not even discussing what we're discussing.
There's a show.
Justin tells better stories. Thank you, Smookles.
Who said that?
Smookles gal.
Who thinks Kevin tells better stories? Because I think Kevin tells better stories than I do.
This is why we need an engineer, because they could keep the stories going and then have people chime in.
So anyway, my point is, he goes there. He doesn't collect anymore. And we're walking around, though, because he likes to go and look through the Star Wars figures, because he has a friend who still collects. And he's like, I'm looking for CW 12 and 14, if you see it, 12, 13, and 14. He's like,
what,
and they're very rare. They're new Star Wars figures, and they like.
What does that mean?
What do you
CW
mean? 14. Clone Wars. So they have
the clones.
Yeah. So they have M. I think it's is it MC. I think it is. So it's a movie character.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a number, and then they have a different series called CW, which is Clone Wars, and then a number.
And that's based on
Star Wars. It's all Star Wars.
The cartoon.
The cartoon is Clone Wars, and then the MV is the movies.
Yeah, I've got the whole series.
So they but he likes to go through there, and he knows like the whole underground of trading like Star Wars figures and all that stuff. And he, you know, it's like, it's funny how knowing him, and then you have your friends who like, they look at you, they go, you know, I bet those are worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then he goes, no.
No, they're not. No,
they're not worth anything, dummy. That's why when my dad brought them back from the house, I just gave them to my kid and let him start playing with them. And my mother-in-law was like, you could probably make money off of those. I'm like, but they're toys, dummy.
No, not to anybody. And that the cat was under the impression, as you look around my room, I have stacks and stacks of comic books. And she's like, well, if you sold your comic books, you could buy every Skylander. I was like, no.
No, you couldn't.
No, I couldn't. Like, I could liquidate it.
Especially after I saw how much they cost. I was like, because I walked by the display. I go, oh, Kevin, this is fun. I told Heath.
Yeah.
And then I walked further by, and they had, like, the ones that were there.
Did you see the starter kit?
All I saw was like you could buy the individual characters.
$9.99.
And I went, oh my God, poor Kevin.
Yeah. I don't buy the individuals. I only buy the three packs.
Okay.
And I prefer to buy them at Fry's where they're $19.99. In Target or Toys R Us.
So buy two, get one free.
Yeah. At Target, they're $25. The base cost is $25. The last three that I bought, Fry's didn't have the set that I wanted. So I drove to Target and dropped the $25. Typically, you can find this starter kit on sale for $50. I think it retails for $60, or maybe it retails for $70. You can get it for $60. I think it's well worth it, and it's fun to collect them, because here's the best part about this is midweek when I was addicted to this stupid game and driving around looking at different stores, I understand that Toys R Us is kind of the cornerstone or the the flagship store for the game.
Oh, really?
So, like, if you, that's the ones that are supposed to get
they
all
had
the,
a big display.
Yeah, they should get, they get all the new ones first, they get all the cool stuff first, and they're where it was debuted. They debuted the game. I saw it at E3 last year. I remember back, and I may have even talked about it on the show that I saw it and thought it would look great. I didn't go into the, they had a theater to show it, and I didn't wait in line to see it. But they had a giant Spyro figurine on his little mantle here and everything there at E3 in 2011. But where it debuts is at the Games and Toys Conference. That's where they really do their big push. So at Toys R Us, I went in thinking that I was going to find all these figures that I'd never seen or only seen on the side of the box. And I walk in, it was thoroughly picked over. There was like one character, one of the one character all over the whole wall, and that was it. So I'm just standing there looking at them, kind of playing with the boxes and everything. And while I'm there, a little boy comes up and he's like, "We've got that one." And I was like, "Oh yeah, do you?" And I don't remember which one it was. He's like, "Yeah, he's really good. And we've leveled him up." And I look over and then his dad is standing there next to him and he made some crack. And so we both started joking about it. And he goes, "Yeah, it was, this was maybe Thursday that we're doing this." And he says, "Yeah, we just started getting into this on Tuesday and we're way into this now." And this is the dad saying, "Yeah, and it wasn't even his idea to come to Toys R Us right now."
Wow.
And so in that moment I was like, oh, here's the validation, because I got hooked into this, and here's a man with his son that it, that gets it. Clearly the boy is way into playing the game. Five-ish. The boy is into the toy aspect of it, but the dad is into the side of it that I'm enjoying, of like the collecting and the kind of the awesomeness of getting these cool characters and being able to play them and collect them. And while we're chatting about game, about this thing and exploring it, another father walks up with his 6-year-old boy, and they're like the veterans. So they come in, they're like, "Oh yeah, we have 30 of the 32. We're looking for camo and Warnado," and they're picking over the whole thing, and we start discussing tactics, techniques, places to buy them.
Really?
Where they're cheaper.
Like, you're talking about tactics and techniques as far as getting them.
No, in the game.
Within the game.
They were talking about that, and then they were talking about where to buy them as well. But they were, he's like, "Oh yeah, go on YouTube. There's this video that'll tell you how to get a bunch of money. We do this." And then the boys, because they have the social ability of 5-year-olds, start competing with each other. Like, "Well, this one character that we have is a level 10. Oh yeah, that one, we leveled him up so fast." And the dad's like, "Yep, yep, okay, all right." And then one boy is telling me a story, and the other one goes, I want to tell you something, okay? The game is great." So, but it was fascinating that here in the middle of this Toys R Us, that these three families that had nothing to do with each other can completely bond over a silly little
toy.
I'm
curious, and I'm sorry to take this on a side note, but at any point during this conversation, do you mention to these guys that you're Sly Cooper?
It crossed my mind, because I was like, if anybody would care, it might be these guys, but a new game hasn't been out in a while, and these kids were a little young for Sly Cooper. The dads may have known.
That's what I really wanted to see.
And I thought, when I left, I was
because they're
like,
collectors. That's also what made me think of. Yeah. And they're playing a platform style game.
But I think that they're dads that are like, "Sweet, this is a toy that my son's into, and it gets us out of the house, and I care about it." It's like when I was a kid, I fell in love with McDonald's and wanted to collect those stupid McDonald's toys. It's like all I wanted were those things. My dad hated McDonald's because the same reasons that adult Kevin hates McDonald's. It's terrible food. And here they're adult men.
Fries.
No, the fries are okay. Still, it makes me feel bad about life when I eat it. As an adult, my son is into something and they're into this, I'd be like, "I can get behind that, son. Yeah. Let's get your butt to Toys R Us. We're going to get all 32. So as I've learned now, we even discussed, and the dad was like, "Fries is the place to go." And I was like, "Fries, of course." He's like, "Oh yeah, they're cheaper there." The new dad and me are like, I'm going to Fries. He's like, "I'll probably see you there." He wasn't there, but I went. I went and bought stuff.
Now you live close to a Fries.
I know, so close. I used to drive so far to go to that Fries. I've been there all the time. So now the thing that's great, the other great part about it is that they have DLC. Obviously, the characters are like DLC, but then there are 4 bonus packs that come with unique characters that play across all the other platforms just the same, but then have additional missions. It's like the smartest way to do DLC, because the only way to buy it is to actually buy an $8 figurine, or in this case, it's $25.
So you have to buy the DLC and the figure?
It's a 3-pack, and you get 4 objects. You get a new character. So, like, there's this great one called Dark Light Crypt. That's the other thing about that's great about it. The eight different things are water, fire, earth, and air, which are the, like the four elements of Greek mythos. And then they're all kind of opposites of each other.
Those would be the equivalent to like occupations in Guild Wars.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. But the four things are, they always, they like mirror each other. You have earth and water, or earth and air, and you have fire and water. And then the other four are magic and technology, which like mirror each other. And you have...
So technology would be like a gun.
Yeah, guns and bombs and that kind of thing. And then you have undead and life. And so the life is like trees and plants, and the undead are like skulls and ghosts. And that's what makes it such a boy toy, is like everybody's got big swords or guns or something, not like this pansy stuff. And they swing them, or they shoot them. They shoot real guns in this game. And it's got like undead stuff mixed in with like voodoo hexes.
By the way, if you do this, get Bash. That's what I found.
Well,
Bash is the one to have.
This guy is pretty sweet.
Really?
Yeah, Prison Break is my new favorite.
We played the versus mode at my house, and we just rotated through. Back then, I think you only had like five.
No, I probably had nine. No, I had six.
But you only brought.
No, I had six that night.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I've upset.
So, and so we were playing the battle mode or whatever, and then I just landed on Bash, and then it just. There was no stopping him. Like,
yeah, you could.
Every time he swung a tail, it would be like 60 damage, you know, points, I guess you were saying, or whatever. But favorite part about this, real quick, is that the versus is the football version have.
Yeah.
We played a couple games of that, and that was a lot of fun.
Did we do touchdowns in that or just field goals?
We didn't do any. I tried a field goal one time accidentally scored a touchdown because I thought the point was to throw it through the upright.
And you got a touchdown and got the 7 points.
And that's when I'm like, oh, you just have to touch it, and that's more points. But I like the idea that if somebody's close, you could try and just lob it in there.
Just like real.
And if it
fleet ball.
It's a lot of fun. It's
then the gem collect where you have the certain number of gems, and I felt like you could do a whole tournament. There's so many.
And I think that's a good point. I think this would be a fun party game.
Yeah.
Like if everybody walks in the door, they pick a character, and then they get to compete in different kinds of challenges throughout the night. Or whatever, and then whoever wins gets a bag of Doritos.
So I was thinking, I love it. I was thinking about our men's game night that we wanted to do with like guys in the neighborhood. I was wondering if people would be into playing, because I'm like, this is exactly what it is, because everybody can bring their toys, sit down, and we can play it together.
No need to bring your television and your PlayStation and everything that you would need to play a game.
I might have to tell them. So in Darklight Crypt, it's I read on the wiki. It exists in two worlds simultaneously, and so when you're in the Earth world, there are like statues that then when you go into the demon world become goblins, or there are trees in the demon world that attack you, and then in the regular world just become trees again, so it goes back and forth. Or maybe I have that backwards. They're just trees in the goblin world that become goblins in the normal world. But in that, you also get like a little bonus figure that you can throw down at any point in time and get extra life, and just the fact that it's so user friendly. Like they took the power away from the retailers to doing all the resell value of stuff and put it in their own hands. And some of this stuff is going for like $50, like a pack of three that are hard to find. That Camo and Warnado and Igniter are the three most sought after characters in the game. $50 on eBay to buy that right now. It retails for $25. $50 on eBay because you can't find it. The complete...
Now, these characters... Here's what I want to know with this stuff is that... Are the characters that... Well, you might not know because you don't have them, but
I played...
Are they good?
They're okay.
You know what I mean? Or is it just... I got
to
get them all.
I got to get them all. I think Camo is supposed to be really great. Igniter I played because he comes with the DS, and he's just a knight with a flaming sword. So that's pretty great. But I think it's more about like getting the whole set. So... There are, you know, deluxe versions and collector edition versions of some of the characters that are just painted differently and show up differently in the game. So I looked on eBay, and there is an auction going right now for the complete unopened absolute set of the complete all
so
of Skylanders.
All the toys,
all so like the DS version, the console version, and all of the toys and
both
all of the expansions.
Stands.
And all of the alternates.
Okay, let's.
How much
I
do you
guess.
Think the buy it now price is?
Buy it now on eBay. So for three of them, it's $200. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say that everything would be. I'm gonna go $1,500.
$1,500 higher.
You know what's funny is my first guess was gonna be $2,000, and I'm like, that's gonna come across as a bit.
Yeah.
Am I still high with $2,000?
Higher.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not. Buy it now price that they have listed. Higher than $2,000.
$3,800.
higher.
Are you kidding?
No.
Are you kidding me right now?
I am not. Buy it now price. I don't know if anybody will pay for it, but they listed the value.
$5,000.
$5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$5,000 for Skylanders. These people at Activision have found the cash cow.
Yeah.
And it's the number one kids game of 2011.
How much are games going to suck if I got to get every member of my team on Madden?
That's what it is. That's what's. And then the Giants is coming out this year. They've got an expansion where the characters are 2 inch taller. There's a bunch more released. They'll have LEDs in them. I mean, here's my fear is that everybody's going to see how much this works and you're going to want to play the Avengers. And so you got to go out and buy Spider-Man and Wolverine and Iron Man. You're going to want to play DC. You're going to want to play Sly Cooper.
On a certain level, you're still paying $60 for the game. That's the bad part. But on a certain level, it's like, oh, I'm not interested in playing as these characters. I just want to be Iron Man and Spider-Man or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
On that level, it could be cool. Like, it's customizable.
I could see that. Yeah, but still, it's a great way
for them to... It's about to get a lot more expensive.
See, because right now, it's just a digital character. And you can pay for, you know, a character or a download or something. But now, you actually get this physical thing. And I think we should talk about this next week. That, like, there's this whole global economy that's happening for things we're not actually touching. And here's a game that's going marching in the opposite
direction. Yeah, the whole
point
of games is that they're you don't touch them, and then now that they've made them tangible. That's what they've done.
My fear, well, and that will suck, is that not only do you need to buy a console, but then you got to buy a peripheral, and then no two peripherals are the same. No, it's not like I can put Iron Man down on the Portal of Power and have him show up in Skylanders.
Yeah.
It won't work that way.
No.
And we'll completely destroy the economy all over again. Games will suck once more.
Oh, that sucks. You know what else sucks is that I put in this little stupid queue for it to start, and I didn't
So how far over are we?
Well, we're only like 3 minutes, but then when I try to play it, it won't start for 30 minutes. So I had to figure, why isn't this working? Oh, that helps.
Oh, hey.
There we go. So that has been our show.
Skylanders, play it.
Should we talk more about Skylanders later this week?
No, I think we got it because this comes out tomorrow. So please post on the SFP Facebook page if you're playing. I want to geek out with you. I want to compare collections. Let's take pictures and put your collection up online. Let's be Skylander buddies.
So later this week, I want to talk about me breaking up with Skyrim. Then.
Yeah.
How about that?
From Skylanders to Skyrim.
Yeah, there's a lot of sky going on. No, it won't work. Never mind. I'm a dummy. All right. So give us a call, 408-228-4911. I apologize in advance if you already left us a voicemail and I didn't get to it this last week. Or you can send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast. Or if you have random questions, send it to questions@secondfunniestpodcast. All that jazz. Keep telling your friends. Keep spreading the word. Keep helping us grow the show. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Johnson Worship saying,
okay, bye.